Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Right now, it's just you and me. I want to talk about selling. I want to talk about selling in the age of the customer. You know, you've heard me talk about the age of the customer before. The age of the customer is replacing the age of the seller. The age of the seller is 10,000 years old. The age of the customer was born about 17 years ago, specifically in the spring of 1995 when the Internet really became available to you and me commercially. That's when people started being able to learn about what is available in the marketplace on their own. Before that, there really wasn't much of a way they could do that. They were sure there was advertisements, there were catalogs and things like that. But as you've heard me say before, when I was selling, when I worked for Xerox, for example, back in, well, a long time ago, I was my customer's internet. When I was selling, I'd walk out and I'd knock on the door and they were glad to see me coming because they knew I had something, I knew something that they didn't know. I knew stuff about products, about applications, about maybe even about the competition, or certainly about the industry, that I knew stuff that they didn't know. Now, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? Today, the internet is there. They don't need me. Customers, prospects, they don't need your salespeople to educate them on everything the way I did in the days when I was in sales full-time. They don't need that. They're way ahead of that, right? Everybody, even the slowest, even the people who are not as technologically adept as you as I are, they know something. And so what we have to do when we're calling our customers these days, we have to make sure that we plug in with them the right way. We have to make sure that we don't presume that they know nothing. And how do you find that out? You do something that has not changed in 10,000 years. And this is where the fundamental, the classic, still is appropriate in the new. The age of the customer, age of the seller, some age of the seller fundamentals are still valid in the age of the customer. And that is, ask the customer questions. Ask them where they are. Ask them what's on their mind. Ask them what they know. What do you already know? In the old days, you just walk in, you start telling them, you start from square one, and 9 out of 10 times, it'd be okay. They needed you to start at square one. Today, they don't need you to start at square one. But you don't know when you walk in and knock on the door, you don't know if they're at square one or square three or square five or square 15. You don't know where they are. They could be anywhere because they have access to the information. They may know more about some aspects of what you do than you do or than your salesperson does. They may actually know more. And if you go in there acting like you know it all, if you go in there acting like they know nothing, then you'll waste your time and their time and a prospect because you'll just insult them. You'll make them mad and they'll kick you out. You will not leave with the business because they're only going to want to do business with people who can plug in, who can fit in with where they are in their journey of understanding. And so what do? You ask them. You walk in and you say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" Once you get all that out of the way, then you say, "Tell me what you know. Tell me what you've learned. If you don't mind, would you tell me? I know that you've had an opportunity to do some research online and that sort of thing. Would you mind telling me where you are in your journey of understanding? Use that term. I love that term, don't you? In your journey of understanding, as you're doing the due diligence on making an acquisition of this product or this service, what do you tell me what you know so I can make sure that you and I can be as productive with our conversation as possible. What's wrong with saying exactly that? Try it. Give it a shot. And what will happen is you'll find that you'll save time, and you will you'll save the customer time, and you will impress them by the fact that you don't presume to know what they know, that you actually wanted to know what they thought. And when they tell you that information, you may be the only person who's asked them for that. And when they tell you that information, that's golden information that you can turn into a sale. But take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about making sure you got the right people asking these questions. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.